Why did you leave?
Because I was headhunted. I wanted to sell. And I got quite involved with one of the suppliers, and they offered me a job selling packaging, which I knew all about.
Was that too a big disappointment to your father that you?
Well, I discussed it with them before I left. He was the first person I spoke to about it when I got the offer, and he considered I was doing the right thing.
And you made the move.
Yep.
In hindsight, was it a good idea?
Yep, I think so.
You were doing what you liked.
Yep. Selling. You have to have something to sell. And they had good products. And it was an Irish-based factory. I'd be strongly in selling Irish. And I ended up selling in London for them. And all over Britain.
What was the name of the company?
Superior Packaging, Fingers. Owned by Smiths of Whitehaven and then owned by Marden International. M-A-R-D-U-N, another Bristol firm. Into printing and packaging again. I was selling bacon wrap, bread wrap, bags for polythene bags, printed polythene bags for hygiene products to Kimberly Clark.
Right.
And the philosophy was that we would be a third supplier to a big English company, and they would already have two reliable suppliers, but they would have, because of all the troubles in the Heath years in England, we would get a small portion of the requirement of the customer, and it would be a big order in terms of Irish terms, but a small order in their terms, in the English consumer factory terms. It gave them backup if there was a strike in England and they were getting short supplies, and it was a big sized order in terms of what the runs were on the Irish scale, so it made sense.
And the company, did it grow and develop in your time?
Superior. Yes, it did, I think. Yes.
Did you climb that ladder yourself?
Yes.
Did you become one of the managers?
Well, I had my own area to manage, yes.
And that was in?
In the UK.
The UK?
Yeah. Under supervision of my sales director.
I see, yes.
And there you are.
But returning to Jacobs, the breakup and the selling of assets or the selling off and the taking over, I suppose. I mean, your father went through a fairly rough time there.
Did he?
I would imagine from the outside looking in.
I don't know.
Did you sense that? Did you discuss this with him?
No, never discussed anything about the factory with them.
Right, it was just not spoken about
nope.
Then?
Not after I left, anyway. And not when I was there.
Yeah.
We had an unwritten rule. But I'd arrive from the odd report. I don't think he didn't always like the reading of it. I thought the place was very overstaffed, quite frankly. I would have been much more brutal than some of them.
Okay. And your father, you thought he was too soft, was he?
I think he was a bit benevolent at times, yes.
But like you said, I mean, that would have been, he's the character of the
yes,
man.
Yes,
that,
yeah.
That he would have wanted to see after the staff.
Yeah, quite. But there's a limit, I'm afraid.
But Was it, again, I know that you left there in 1973, but could you see that it wasn't going to work out at any stage?
Not really. I don't know. There was a big shock, of course, when one of the directors had to leave in a hurry.
Really?
Yes.
And what happened?
I don't know. I wasn't working in the company then. I just heard that an internal auditor wouldn't sign something off for him.
Which one of the directors?
I'll not say now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll have to find that out for yourself.
Imagine, yeah. But
for a desk to be cleared on a Friday afternoon it was a historic event in Jacob terms.
Really?
I think so, yes.
So that was a big shock, and you know that probably the writing was on the wall then, you know, that things weren't going to
work out. He was in charge of a subsidiary, that particular individual, the Crisp subsidiary. So there was, I don't know what was going on. He had been my direct boss in the past.